Francisco Giants.
Drifting back to the track, reaches out, and he makes the catch. What a grab!
The Diamondbacks and Giants.
A National League West showdown, the Diamondbacks and the Giants. Saturday at 2 and Sunday night at 6 right here on KGYM. Four minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, Friday edition of the Gym Class coming your way right here, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM, KGYM. Good show coming up for you on a Friday. We're going to put the topic on hold for a week. We'll come back with that. Mark and Alex will next Friday. More on that here in a little bit. Paul Gavin will join us from Mount Mercy University, and we'll talk about the groundbreaking for their brand new athletic facility. That'll be coming up on the show. Joseph Newgarden, IndyCar driver from Hendersonville, Tennessee, will be joining us as the Iowa Corn Indy 300 will go off on Sunday, 4 o'clock with the pre-race show. We'll have it for you right here on KGYM at that time. Should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that. And then also just what's going on in the world of sports here today as we kind of give you a little bit of a reprieve from what's been a really awful 24 hours as far as the country is concerned. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes here with you on a Friday, a beautiful Friday, Mark. You can't beat this weather.
Absolutely not. It's terrific.
Yeah. This is low 80s, not a lot of humidity out there, and we've lucked out as far as weekends are concerned.
Yes, we have.
Last weekend was even a little bit coolish, but we're going to be okay. It's going to get warmer again, and it's summer still. We're probably going to pay for this in September and early October.
About the first football game.
Yeah, when it's about 132 degrees in the Bob Brooks Press Box at Kingston Stadium on Thursday night, August the 25th. Yes, that is the first night of football. We got to count it down here. Of course, the countdown to kickoff is underway on the APC. I've been enjoying that the last couple of days. And another segment coming up today that is brought to you by the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, and also Carl and Ernie's in Iowa City on Highway 1 West. So thanks to those folks for helping us out. Thanks to Sean Krantz. And always good to talk football at this time of the year. I got my Phil Steele football magazine.
I kind of wait till around August 1st. Well, that seems like July is...
I got to go
a little early.
I got to have my Phil Steele magazine because it takes about 3 months to read it because there's a lot of information in it. Phil Steele does pick Iowa to win the Big Ten West this year. Picks Iowa State to finish ninth in the Big 12 Conference. But he said Iowa State could go to a bowl game. Said if things play out right for the Cyclones, they could go to a bowl game. We're going to have a lot of football analysts coming up here in the next month or so.
I think one of the really good storylines in the state this year in football is what Matt Campbell can do in his first year. Some components of that team, especially the defensive back and wide receiver core, terrific sophomore running back. I think it's Bears watching what Iowa State can do.
And they've got several toss-up games, and they've got some winnable games at home as far as conference play is concerned. And those are going to make or break this Iowa State football season. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And if they can win those games, those close battles, they haven't been winning them as of late. If they can win those close battles, Iowa State has a chance to get to six wins. But they're going to have to beat you and I. They're going to have to win those non-conference games. You know, Iowa, that would help if you're an Iowa State fan, obviously. But it's going to be in Iowa City. It's going to be a tough task, but Iowa State has done it before. And you're going to have that uptick, I think, with Matt Campbell stepping in there, especially on opening night when they take on Mark Farley and the Panthers.
Yeah, I agree totally. And Iowa should be very good, and Northern Iowa is never really bad. So,
no, they are not. Not at all. Not at all. If you want to comment on the Guppies on the Go text line, love to hear you out there. If you're on the go, we want to know. Let us know which you think. Text in on the Guppies on the Go text line, 319-366-1600. Anytime from any network, and standard text messaging rates do apply.
We have a poll question today at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. The question is Michigan deserving of national championship hype this season? Yes or no? And the guys in the APC will have a beat writer on to talk Michigan football as part of the preview today. So
I know one of our listeners will say yes.
Matt, the Michigan
yeah,
fan.
Yeah, betcha. He'll say yes. So we will talk Michigan football on the APC. That'll be coming up a little bit later on. That should be a lot of fun. Monday, just a note, we are going to, you guys are going to be talking with Bob Herrig live from Troon on the eve of the Open Championship coming up at Troon, which, of course, Zach Johnson will be defending the claret jug over there. And 6-hour time difference, so we're going to be talking with him about 9:15 Monday night in Scotland.
It's like 6-hour time difference.
6-hour time difference.
Yeah.
Worked it out with Bob today. He gave us the international number. Believe everything is going to be okay. Keep your fingers crossed. And hopefully you guys will be talking with him on Monday and getting ready. Zach has to, that's it. Zach's possession of the claret jug comes to an end.
It was right here in the studio only a couple weeks ago?
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago. Had stickers all over the carrying case. It's got a carrying case, and for 1 year, apparently they can adorn it with any kind of sticker that they see fit.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you're going to not put one up there that's of questionable judgment.
No.
But, yeah, you get to do whatever you want with
it. And we blew it, didn't we?
We thought of it after it was in here. We have KGYM bumper stickers. Why in the world did we not put a KGYM bumper sticker on the claret jug?
I think we're just so
case.
Excited about it.
Yes, we were. We were like little school kids, and we forgot to do it. Hey, that happens. That happens out there. 10 minutes, make it 11 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. We're going to talk to Paul Gavin from Mount Mercy University coming up here in just a little bit. And we'll also hear from Joseph Newgarden, who drives the number 21 Fuzzy's Vodka car on the Verizon IndyCar Series. And very interesting talk. Just full disclosure, I had a chance to talk with Joseph a little bit earlier on today because obviously they're getting ready to, they're not practicing today, but they will go at it first thing tomorrow morning, and they're getting all the T's crossed and the I's dotted as far as happenings over at the Iowa Speedway in Newton going on. So he's taking care of that, a few media things over in central Iowa, but he did have time to talk with us over the noon hour today.
He's finished second the last couple of years, hasn't he?
He's had some great runs.
Iowa? Yeah.
Great runs at Iowa Speedway, one of his favorite tracks, and we're going to hear from him coming up here in just a little bit. And I told Joseph that's usually good luck, because it seems like everybody we talk to usually does pretty well at Iowa Speedway. We talked to James Hinchcliffe the year he won. Did that. Pagano did well last year. Ryan Hunter-Reay has won the last two. Friend of the show. We've talked with him. And Andretti Autosport always does pretty well over there. So I said, Joseph, we'll see you in victory lane.
He's had a good year. Third in the Indianapolis 500. And you mentioned Fuzzy's Premium Vodka. Not sure whether he's going to have that car or not, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think he's got the Fuzzy's car, but he's not sure which of the cars.
Okay.
Because there was an incident.
He crashed at Texas and hurt himself.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
There was an incident in Texas, and we talked with him about that and other things coming up. And what he's got a very interesting custom with his race cars.
Mm.
Keep in mind, IndyCar is different from NASCAR. NASCAR, you have in the shop, you have a different car for every track, basically. You double up for like tracks, similar tracks. 1.5 mile tracks, short tracks, whatever the case may be. Road course car, you got separate ones. Indy car, you got two.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what you have. You got your regular car and you got a backup car, and then you make adjustments on those particular cars because they cost so much. The chassis and then everything you have to do on it. Different type of racing. But we'll talk with him about that coming up.
But he has a different ritual about naming his cars? Is that right?
Is correct.
Okay.
We'll
find out about that.
Yeah, I don't want to let the kitty out of the bag there, but it's very interesting. Yesterday, on this very program, we talked about the renewal of the rivalry between Michigan and Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it is going to put the kibosh on one of the great coaching matchups of all time with Michigan taking on Arkansas in 2018 and 2019 or somewhere down the line anyway. It's coming up in the near future. Same person that penned that article on CBSSports.com, Tom Fornelli, based on that, came up with another one today. And we may file this in the background as far as a possible topic in the future. He came up with the top five college football rivalries that he would like to see renewed. I agree with a couple of these. A couple of them, they don't really float my boat any. But I thought I'd pass them along to you, Mark, and to our listeners out there and see exactly what they think here before we get to Paul. Number five, he goes from five to one. Number five, Texas-Arkansas.
Yeah.
That doesn't float my boat as much. But they first faced off in 1894, and that's an old Southwestern Conference rivalry. Number four, now this one does, Florida and Miami.
Absolutely.
They used to play each and every year. Don't anymore. They played an epic bowl game in New Orleans where they had basically a street fight prior to the game. Number three does resonate. In fact, it is going to be played this year. They've got a one-off, and they're looking to make it an annual tradition again, but Pitt-Penn State.
I like it.
I think that should be played just about every year. Penn State, Pitt doesn't play West Virginia anymore. That's one I'd like to see come back, the backyard brawl. Mm-hmm. That would be a good one. Number two, definitely, Texas A&M. But there is so much hatred there. It's probably the second most hated rivalry as far as the two combatants that there is behind Auburn, Alabama. The reason why A&M left the Southwest Conference and the Big 12 was because of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure this would go well. And can you guess number one? Rivalry that is not played anymore, but they believe should come back in college football.
Go ahead.
I think you'd get it if you thought about it. It's close. Think old Little West. Little West.
Nebraska, Oklahoma.
Exactly.
Okay.
Nebraska, Oklahoma. They are going to have a series again. They're going to have a home and home in 2021 and 2022, but their last meeting was in 2010 in the Big 12 championship game. But, boy, those were some great.
That was a staple on Fridays, Friday after Thanksgiving.
Friday
now it's
after Thanksgiving.
Iowa, Nebraska.
Absolutely. Yeah. They tried to make it Nebraska-Colorado for a while, and that just didn't have the same panache as Nebraska-Oklahoma. But remember Johnny Rogers back, the number one versus number two? They had a bunch of number one, number two games back there. 1971 to 1980, each team was ranked in the top 10. Well, I should say they were rated in the top 10, nine of those 10 games, each team. So that was a great rivalry back then. But just food for thought as we go into a sports weekend here, devoid of any golf this weekend.
Well, I'll help you with this poll question in regards to whether Michigan is deserving of national championship hype this season. That's at KGYMradio.com. Wolverines open at home against Hawaii.
Should be a win.
That's a W. Home against Central Florida.
Should be a win. Central Florida, good program, but they've been a little down lately.
Home against Colorado.
Should be a win.
They play their first five games at home, Scott. Open the Big Ten season at home against Penn State.
Should be a win.
And then home against Wisconsin.
Should be, but it's not going to. Neither one of those are going to be easy.
Wolverines go to Piscataway and face Rutgers.
Oh, you just don't go to Piscataway.
After an idle week, home against Illinois.
Should win.
Yeah. And then at Michigan State.
That's going to be tough. That's going to be tough.
Home against Maryland.
Should win.
And then at Iowa.
It'd be tough.
Rumors game day might end up there, depending on how the two teams.
You have no idea.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
Finish the last three, home against Indiana.
Should win.
I want Indiana to be relevant.
Indiana
is very close.
Indiana will score 31, but we'll give up 54.
Wolverines have to go to Ohio State.
They have to go to Ohio State.
Yeah.
So they have to go to East Lansing, and they have to go to Columbus.
Yeah.
And Iowa City.
Will they be in the national championship picture? Vote at KGYMradio.com.
Let us know what you think. We'll take a break, come back, and we're going to talk some Mount Mercy Athletics with Paul Gavin. So stay tuned. More to come on the Friday edition of the Gym Class. Stay with us. More after this here on KGYM.
There's only one place where you can get the advantages of new car financing and the savings and value of a pre-owned car. The Marion Used Car Superstore. Cal Fall, this has turned the used car market on its ear.
Usually you only get an offer like this on new cars, and it's never been available on used cars until now. 0% financing up to 60 months on our quality pre-owned vehicles.
You've even done one better than a new car offer. Your customers can get 0% financing for 60 months and make no payments till fall.
Absolutely. And we have over 1,700 vehicles to choose from, so I'm very confident we'll have something for you at the right price.
Prices starting under $6,000, and these are some of the finest quality pre-owned cars and trucks we've seen anywhere. We've even checked the internet. But 0 for 60 is only at the Marion Used Car Superstore, 7th Avenue and Blair's Ferry Road, across from Thomas Park. Find out more at McGrathAuto.com.
If you want to pay more, that's your business. If you want to pay less, that's our business.
On approved credit, see dealer for details.
On the job site, when you need it, you need it. Lost minutes mean lost dollars. And let's be honest, you're not in this line of work for the scenery. Let Star Equipment back you up. Star Equipment's been raising the bar on construction equipment and supplies for just shy of 50 years now. They sell and can deliver top-flight equipment so you can keep the clock and the money ticking. Star Equipment. Iowa born in 1968. StarEquip.com.
Americans love to celebrate this time of year with family, friends, food, and fireworks, but all too often the festivities turn tragic on the nation's roads. This year, we hope you enjoy spending time celebrating with family and friends. Just remember, buzz driving is drunk driving. If you're going to drink, plan another way home before the celebration begins and encourage your friends and family to do the same. Be responsible and make a commitment to driving sober. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class, KGYM.
Back with you, 321, Friday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Twins baseball tonight. They try to make it two in a row, Mark, over the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, and got the series at home against Texas. So, I mean, even though the Rangers are playing very good baseball, not so much against the Twins. Hopefully they can keep it going.
When they're into the 30s now.
Right at 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, now only 25 games under 500.
They're coming along. Coming along. We got the Twins tonight at 7 o'clock. That'll be on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, KGYM. We got you bottom of the hour Sports Center coming up in just a little bit. But on this Friday, with beautiful weather going on outside, we bring in our friend Paul Gavin, the athletic director of Mount Mercy University, and big things happening right now on the Hill, and I guess down from the Hill. Paul?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, we announced,
groundbreaking, if you will. We're starting to move earth and moving ahead with plans for our beautiful outdoor complex, and if you got a chance to drive by it there on 17th Avenue or 17th Street Northeast, you'll see some folks getting to work. And so we're excited about that. It's going to be about a 15-month project. We hope to be competing there by the fall of 2017 in soccer and baseball and softball.
Awesome.
Track as well, right?
Track as well. Thank you.
Yeah, and that'll be coming up in spring more than
anything. You know how it is nowadays. Most sports are year-round, so there's something going on at some point. So I'm sure they'll be utilized.
We talked about this, Paul, when the concept first came up, I think, and was it a matter of fundraising as much as anything as to getting it going?
Yeah, I mean, this process has been quite a while. I mean, it was a previous president who announced this, and then our current president, Lori Heyman, and her staff has really moved forward with making things happen. And so, yeah, there were some awfully good fundraising done, and they hit a point where they got the okay from the board to move ahead, and I think they'll have kind of more of a formal groundbreaking maybe in the fall with some VIPs in the city and so forth, but they wanted to get moving here this summer with the idea that there's a slight possibility we could be competing, you know, late next spring, but ideally for the fall of 2017.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Hopefully, weather is going to be a big part of that.
Yeah, like with any outdoor construction thing, it's huge. And You know, so far, okay, a couple downpours probably put him back a day or two, but Rinderneck is our GC on that and doing a pretty good job with, you know, keeping things moving. So,
yeah. Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom will be on the Afternoon Players Club later today, and I know he's expressed just how important it will be for those teams in the various sports, a place to call home.
Yeah, I went to Mount Mercy back in the 80s. I was a Prairie grad and was sold by a coach, Kevin Toohey. But, you know, back then we didn't have our own gym either. We played, we practiced at Regis High School. We played games at Regis in various spots. And to think back, maybe I didn't know better back then, but, you know, my sophomore year we got the Hennessy Rec Center, and that became, you know, the difference there was incredible to have a place to call home. And, you know, our outdoor sports have been doing it, well, forever. And doing it quite well. And we've been fortunate to have some great arrangements and agreements with folks here throughout the city and to help us provide us venues to play. Even though we're in town, it's, you know, still probably not quite the true home field advantage you want. So this is going to be a wonderful, wonderful place, not only for our student athletes, but our students. And there's going to be some community connections with a program our president's going to initiate called Jumpstart, which will work with local, social services and programs, and it's still kind of in development phase. But it's going to be a great thing for that area, Cedar Rapids.
Even though you're in the construction phase, I'm sure you're still using a lot of sketches and whatnot to lure potential athletes to Mount Mercy. I know the coaches are using that.
Yeah, I see. You know, we have designs all over the campus and often see tours. It's always a stop for them to talk about the complex and all the benefits that our student athletes will have.
Was the complex designed after any other one in particular?
No, not that I'm aware of. Okay. It went through a couple different redesigns. There's quite a bit of land there that was available at one time, and I think we might have had more initially, and then a little less, and then they just kind of repositioned some fields and so forth. I think initially might have had even some tennis courts or basketball, outdoor basketball courts, kind of more of a park thing. But, we've gone with just the baseball stadium, the softball stadium, the multi-purpose stadium, which, again, will house, track and soccer programs. And it'll basically be fitted and programmed and ready to go for if we add football and add sports like lacrosse and things of that nature. And then we'll have a nice practice field, a grass practice field for intramurals and JV programs and so forth. But the complex is going to be lighted. Musco is doing the lighting, and it'll be all synthetic artificial turf with the exception of the practice field. So that's going to allow, with the lights and that's going to allow us to get on fields a lot earlier in the spring, especially baseball and softball. You know, we're going to be able to play games at night and not miss class time. So some huge benefits. Plus, like I said, it's going to be great for the community too. I think our idea is to share it with the community during times when we're not utilizing it.
That'd be great. And what a year it was as far as athletics at Mount Mercy University. It had to be one of the top years anyway that the Mustangs have ever had.
Yeah, I think so. I think we had seven or eight different athletic programs qualify for national tournaments. And then you mentioned Jack Dom, his program was basically one win away, a couple runs away from qualifying for the national tournament. So it was great. And we hosted a huge Association of Independent Institutions basketball championships downtown in Cedar Rapids in late February, which was a huge success. And matter of fact, the NAI representation there commented on it so much so that, we ought to consider trying to bid for potential basketball championships in the future. But that's a whole other ball of wax. But it was fun from my standpoint organizing that and being a part of it. It was tough for me to watch as a former basketball coach because it's still my blood, so still my veins.
You get tired of answering this question, Paul, but I still have to ask you because it's a new year. But where does football stand? Is it on the horizon?
Yeah, the Heart of America extended us another year. So right now the plan is to look at it for the fall of 2019. According to the Heart of America bylaws, which is the conference we're joining next year, it is something you have to have in play to be part of that league. I think the big date kind of moving ahead is January 1st of 2017 or a little bit after that. you know, we need to make a serious decision whether we're going to move ahead with football or not, because we'll need to hire a coach to get going with recruiting, and it's probably going to take a good year and a half to, you know, establish a foundation to get enough players to start playing in 2019. But it's the big thing is a financial, it's a financial decision. It's a huge financial decision.
Huge.
And, you know, I may have mentioned this before, we're in a unique situation in that, unlike a lot of smaller private universities that are struggling for enrollment, we're actually at all-time enrollment. And we're at or near capacity in terms of residence hall placements and so forth. So something's got to grow. I mean, we either got to start building some residence halls or find some alternative ways to get folks on campus or generate revenue in some other forms to be able to afford to do both. So our board's working on that. I think the plan is by end of the, you know, Christmas time this year to kind of get our task force back together and discuss it a little bit more in depth. So
You mentioned the financial aspects of it, and before we get to, we got about a minute and a half before we get to the bottom of the hour Sports Center here, and we can fill it with this, but it's not easy. It's not turning a key and just starting a football program. You got all the monetary parts of it. You got to decide, are you going to jump right in with a varsity schedule? Are you going to play maybe a JV schedule or something like that? It's just a lot of questions.
Yeah, there is. You know, there's a lot of programs that start up will run it as a club for a year, so you don't hurt eligibility and you bring in a lot of young kids and so forth. But other programs, you know, Grandview comes to mind, who came in right away and established themselves as a strong varsity program and have done very well at the NAI level. So within the last 8-10 years. So it is possible, and I've said from the start that if we're going to do something, we're going to do it right. And that's kind of, people who know me, that's what I'm about. I'm not going to, you know, put my hand or be involved in something that we want to be average or below average in. So so if we do it, we're going to do it right and you know, make the right decisions there.
Paul Gavin here, the athletic director at Mount Mercy University. We'll talk a little bit more with him. We'll get you a bottom of the hour Sports Center. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. And also, we've got Joseph Newgarden, IndyCar driver. We're going to talk with him coming up here in just a little bit as well. Friday edition of the Gym Class coming your way right here on KGYM as we get into the weekend here. This Sports Center update brought to you by Hunter's Ridge Golf Course in Marion. Take advantage of their Dew Sweeper Special, and that's every Monday through Friday before 11 o'clock. And we'll have more on Mount Mercy University right after this on KGYM.
Play your next round of golf at Hunter's Ridge Golf Course. Take advantage of the Dew Sweeper Special every Monday through Friday before 11 a.m. Need some practice? Nothing compares to Hunter's Ridge Practice Facility with a driving range, chipping green, and large putting green. Hunter's Ridge is a daily fee course just outside the city noise on the north edge of Marion. Make Hunter's Ridge Golf Course your place to play and practice. Come play where the pros play. Hunter's Ridge Golf Course in Marion.
Go to Goodyear.com to find the right tire and store for you. Goodyear, more driven.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Andy Murray and Milos Raonic will play for the Wimbledon men's title on Sunday. Today, Raonic beat 7-time Wimbledon champ Roger Federer in 5 sets to reach his first slam final and the first for any Canadian in the men's draw. Tomorrow morning at 9 Eastern on ESPN, it's the women's final for Serena Williams and Angelique Kerber. Mets pitcher Matt Harvey will miss the rest of the season. He'll have surgery on his right shoulder to correct thoracic outlet syndrome. Tonight, the Mets continue a series against the Nationals with a marquee pitching matchup, 11-0 Steven Strasburg, 9-3 Noah Syndergaard. Nats right-hander Max Scherzer will replace Strasburg on the active roster for the All-Star game. Strasburg will be at the game but won't pitch. After 4 years as coach of the SMU Mustangs, Larry Brown resigns today. Brown says he wanted a long-term deal. Athletic director Rick Hart says Brown was offered a 4-year contract. SMU was the last unbeaten team in the country last season, starting 18-0 before finishing 25-5.
Want cash back at Costco, Sam's Club, and BJ's today? Use your Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards Visa credit card and earn 2% cash back at wholesale clubs. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Bobby, you're here again.
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I could finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You sit on the edge of a lake, worries floating away with each breath. You have just bundled your ATV and RV insurance and saved a large sum of money. Now all is perfect. You carry on a conversation with an owl. He asks most of the questions.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance with Progressive. Bundle your outdoor vehicles and save at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
With just one swing, home runs can be the ultimate game changer. At T-Mobile, we know how to change the game for good. We've doubled our LTE coverage and now have the Home Run Derby covered too. Make your picks in T-Mobile's Home Run Derby Bracket Challenge at T-Mobile.com/MLB for a chance to win a trip for four to Game 1 of the World Series. T-Mobile, we're changing the game for good.
LTE doubled over 2015 and 2016. No purchase necessary to enter. Ends 7/11/16. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 plus. Void where prohibited. For official rules and details, visit MLB.com/Bracket Challenge.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Purchase 5 quarts of Valvoline Max Life High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the same price as Valvoline Conventional, just $22.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn 150 bonus O rewards points in your purchase. Extend the life of your engine with Valvoline at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Covering everything from the preps to the pros, with a little bit of old-school mentality thrown in for good measure. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on The Gym Class, KGYM.
Back with you at 3:35, a few more minutes here with Paul Gavin, Athletic Director at Mount Mercy University, talking about the groundbreaking at the new facilities and things going on the hill over there for the Mustangs. And we'll talk with Joseph Newgarden, IndyCar driver, coming up here in just a little bit. And Paul, the big change over to the new conference coming up, and that's going to be it's going to be fun. It's going to be challenging because, as far as NAIA is concerned, I don't think there's a better conference in America than the one you're going to be headed off to.
No, it really is exciting. So it's also a little scary. Just like anytime you're going to something new, there's some apprehension. You know, for years we're kind of set in our ways. We know what to expect. We know what the competition's like. You know, there's some comfort level going to some other places that you know, you get used to. So now it's, you know, it's a brand new thing, and we're traveling a lot more. But we're in a league where sport in, sport out, you've got teams that are competing for national titles every given year, and it's the governance and structure of it's totally complete, completely different what we're used to. Our commissioner of the league used to work for the NAIA, and our league is based out of kind of centered out of Kansas City, where the NAI is as well. So it's really a good move for us. It's going to be challenging. I'm eager to see how you know, our student athletes and coaches step up to the plate.
Well, for people who aren't familiar, go through some of the schools that are in the league.
Yeah, the Heart of America is going to have 14 schools. There's been some expansion in there, and several teams, programs from our league, previous league, the Midwest Collegiate Conference, have joined there. So in Iowa, it's us. It's William Penn, Grandview, Graceland University out of Lamoni, and then Clark University out of Dubuque. In Nebraska, you have one school, Peru State. And then we have three in Kansas, Benedictine, Baker, and Mid-America Nazarene. And then in Missouri, we have another five schools, Culver-Stockton in Kent, Missouri, Missouri Valley, Evangel way down in Springfield, Missouri, Avila in Kansas City, and Central Methodist. So, you know, several trips, you know, you're talking 4 to 6 hour trips, mm-hmm. and it's going to make for some, you know, some longer travel time for our teams. But they've coordinated enough where our longer trips are on weekends with sports that you know, like basketball and so forth. So hopefully it's not too bad.
And did they coordinate it enough where you kind of have a traveling partner, if you will, like the old Big Ten, where if you go down to Kansas, you're going to play a couple of the mm-hmm. Kansas teams back to back.
As you can imagine, there's a lot of discussion, you know, on a sport-by-sport basis on how to do it. And travel partners was discussed in various sports. We really haven't gone that route across the board. There may be a couple sports that have that per se, but you know, for right now, you know, we're just kind of sticking with, you know, everybody's kind of there on their own.
It's going to be fun, but it's going to be challenging. And like you said, there are teams there that are vying for national titles each and every year, no matter what sport it is. And
yeah, and our league actually hosts the NAI Division I national tournament in Independence, Missouri. The NAI Division I men's basketball championship is hosted by our league in Kansas City, and they're trying to get the women's away from Independence, Missouri, and into the Kansas City area. So just again, kind of tells you what, you know, how big a deal it is. For example, we're going to what we call the Heart Summit, which we never did in any previous leagues. All the athletic directors, all the coaches, the trainers, the sports information directors are meeting at a location in Kansas City for basically a day and a half summit to, you know, to go over you know, different type of things. For example, last year I know we talked to we had a speaker come in and talk about concussion protocol, and a doctor from the University of Kansas, as a matter of fact. Then there are a lot of breakdown sessions for sports to kind of go through, you know, various legislation they might have and so forth. So it's really kind of a neat thing, and they're pretty serious about their business, which is it's really good to be involved. So from my perspective, it's been wonderful to learn how to do it.
Back to the new facility for a minute, which is scheduled to, correct me if I'm wrong, open in August of 2017.
Yep.
You mentioned you wanted to be really community-oriented, Paul. Does that mean those facilities could be shared with local high schools, entertain different tournaments?
Yeah,
what do you mean by that?
I think that it's very much a possibility. You know, with the Jumpstart program I talked about, that's really going to tie in with local social services and agencies. We'll make that available free of charge when it's, you know, whenever we can. There'll also be some programming in the summer and the evenings, I believe, that you know, in terms of that will kind of tie in athletics and leadership. And then the second part there you mentioned is an opportunity for some you know, local high schools or what have you might be able to use our facilities. Like I said, I assume we'll be functional to host a football game, even though we might not have football. So it's very possible that could happen. Obviously, we could host, you know, do some baseball and softball games, as well as, you know, have it available for track events too. So, with 17 sports and with nearly 450 student athletes on board next year, we're going to be awfully busy. So, you know, with the exception of the summer and the downtime in the summer, I think it's going to be utilized pretty well.
Uh-huh. You got the number of hours and days until your first event?
I don't. That's a great. We gotta put that up in the Hennessy building. Yeah, it'd be great to do that. So
imagine, I don't know if it's cross country or volleyball or what's first.
Typically I would say it'd either be a soccer match or a volleyball match.
Could be so, soccer. Yeah, yeah. Could be soccer. Yeah. Well, it'll be fun.
One of the downfalls of Paul's job, and he was former City Am golf champion. Not so much these days.
I was telling you, I don't get to play as much as I'd like, and. I just turned the big 5-0 this summer. A lot of friends asking if I was going to play in the senior City Am, and as much as I'd love to, it's just I know where my game is, and it's nowhere near capable of competing with those guys.
It was good to see your golfers in the national tournament, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And I got a chance to go down there, and actually I worked the national event as a starter for a couple of days. The last 2 days of the tournament, it would have been nice if they played a little better, but it was really a pleasure to see them there. And both my programs that I coached made to the national tournament last year, so that was very gratifying. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, good way for those guys to end their years. Paul, appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, guys.
And we'll look forward to the Heart of America Conference for the Mustangs coming up starting this fall.
You bet. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, we will take a break, come back, and Joseph Newgarden, IndyCar driver, will join us to talk about the Iowa Corn Indy 300 this weekend. Stay tuned for that here on KGYM.
Summer can really shine a light on your damaged pavement. Fixing it can be more affordable than you think. Stop dodging those cracks and potholes and call Pate Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at pateasphalt.com.
Play the greens and save some green now at St. Andrews Golf Club. Monday through Friday before 1 and after 5, ride 18 holes for $22. Bring your juniors with you because kids 12 and under play free anytime Monday through Friday. And on weekend evenings, take in a relaxing 18 holes with a cart for just $22 too. Only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. All items subject to sales tax, special prices for walk-ins only, not scheduled outings.
Connecting with your family and friends is what La Cantina is all about, and it's even more fun over sweet, tangy margaritas. Right now at La Cantina, get 2-for-1 margaritas every day during their happy hour. Monday through Saturday between 3 and 6, or anytime on Sunday, order up 2 margaritas for the price of 1. You can even enjoy them and the spring weather on La Cantina's outdoor patio. La Cantina Bar and Grill, Lincoln View Square in Marion, and downtown Cedar Rapids. LaCantina319.com.
Welcome back. It is the Gym Class, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM, KGYM. Great to have you with us on a Friday. IndyCars coming to the Iowa Speedway in Newton, and we'll have the race for you at 4 o'clock this Sunday right here on KGYM. And we're very happy to welcome in Joseph Newgarden, the driver for Ed Carpenter Racing and the car number 21, who will be over at the Iowa Speedway coming up on Sunday. And, Joseph, thanks for taking time out, and welcome back to Iowa. You've done very well here in the past.
Yeah, thanks, man. Love being back here. Absolutely love coming to Iowa. One of my favorite tracks that you go to. Pretty unique from a short track standpoint, really high banks. So I always look forward to this. This is a big highlight for me with IndyCar Racing.
Well, what has been the secret for you, for Ed Carpenter Racing at Iowa Speedway? Is it just a track you like, or do you guys find something every year that allows you to do pretty well?
You know, we have fast race cars. You know, by that I mean we got good baseline setups. We roll off the truck, the thing's pretty good. We don't change much, which is a good thing. You don't have a lot of time when you show up on these race weekends. The practice sessions are normally quite short. So if you're out of the window when you show up, it can be hard to catch up during the weekend. So I think that helps us a lot. And then, you know, this type of style of racing is something I've just grown to love. I didn't grow up racing ovals as a kid. I was a go-kart driver when I was younger, and that was mainly road courses. And then as soon as I got into IndyCar racing, learned about ovals, I really gravitated to this type of track. You know, short track racing, a little bit of banking added to it to keep it fast. But, you know, we got good cars. I like the style of racing, and I think those two ingredients have meshed well for us over the last couple of years.
Boy, it's been a hectic schedule as of late. You guys have been testing. You've had a lot of races. You're just coming off of Road America, which was just an overwhelming success. And how much fun was it up there, getting back to one of the iconic tracks of open-wheel racing, and to have a crowd that came for the weekend that was outstanding?
Man, it was a total blast. You know, IndyCar is just the coolest thing to me. When I was growing up watching race cars, you know, it was just so easy for me. Like, when I was watching TV, you know, I loved Indy cars. I just thought they were the coolest race cars on the planet. They didn't look like anything else out there. And they were so fast. You know, just running around Indianapolis, the 500 every year, it's just so cool to watch. So to go back to Road America, you know, Indy car has been away from there for 7-8 years, and I think it's one of our best, probably our best road course in North America, really. It's a beautiful track, one of the best tracks you can race at as a driver, and we had a huge fan response. I mean, Road America said it was the biggest and most packed weekend they've ever had in history at that track. So that was just, it was very cool to be a part of that response. And then, you know, like I said, if you get to come immediately to another place that I really like, my favorite short track in North America, which is Iowa. So it's been a blast. You know, we had the 100th Indy 500 this year with IndyCar, and that was a huge historical moment. So there's been a lot of good things going on, you know, and I'm hoping just to continue that and have a really good weekend here while we're visiting the state of Iowa.
Yeah, can you and the rest of the drivers in the paddock kind of sense that IndyCar is on a pretty big uptick right now, just across the board?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think from motorsports, you know, when you look at motorsports as a whole, I think IndyCar has had the most progress over the last couple of years. You know, most motorsport platforms like NASCAR are staying very flat, or they're declining slightly, and IndyCar has just been, you know, trending upwards. And, you know, a lot of that's due to just, I think, the series coming back together when they finally did 6 or 7 years ago. That was a big thing. That's what confused everyone in the 90s, and when we had the big split, and then NASCAR kind of had its rise. And I think IndyCar is kind of regaining some of that former glory that it used to have. And, you know, it's just cool to be a part of that, because I think we have the best racing on the planet right now. You know, might say I'm a little bit biased, but I think if you watch the IndyCar race, you'll see that the racing product's really good. And that's kind of what we try and sell. You know, you watch the race, you're going to enjoy it, I think. And we have competitive teams. We have competitive drivers now. You never really know who's going to win when you show up on a race weekend. There's no one that's been super dominant. So that's fun. That's fun to be a part of. You know, you're part of something that's growing and hopefully going to continue to grow. And, you know, if there's racing fans out there looking to watch something, I think IndyCar is where it's at right now.
And Joseph, you've had some great runs this year. You've had some situations, obviously, but you mentioned Indianapolis, had a great third place finish there. You came up through the field at Road America. And I guess talk about those two, and especially at Road America, because you were coming off the injury at Texas. You had a bum shoulder, and you had, I think, a broken bone in your wrist. How tough was it to drive up at Wisconsin?
It was tough. I mean, you know, I had a broken clavicle, I had a broken right hand, but, you know, I wanted to get on with it. I had 2 weeks to recover. I put a plate in my shoulder and was really ready to go. You know, I didn't want to – we were fourth in the championship going into Road America, and I didn't want to miss a race and lose out on a chance at doing so well in the championship for, you know, the entire year. So I had a lot of motivation to get up and get ready and had a lot of people help me, you know, from surgeons, doctors, you know, really everyone, the guys that work on my car, engineers, mechanics, they all made me as comfortable as possible. So it was kind of a tough weekend, but I was happy that I was able to get out there and run the race. And, you know, we finished inside the top 10, which was good. And we're still in the championship. You know, now we come to Iowa, which is still going to be a little tough. I still got a broken right hand. It's getting closer to being fully healed, but it's going to be difficult around Iowa. It's one of those really tough tracks that, you know, you're doing 180 miles per hour as an average throughout the lap. You constantly have 3 or 4 G's being, you know, pulled on your body for 2 hours. And, you know, all that loading that's sustained on you constantly, it just tears you up and you get really worn out. So it's going to be a big test for you this weekend, I think.
And looking back in Indianapolis, how was that run? Had to be a lot of fun with the big crowd. I was there waving in turn number two. It was one of the best Indy 500 races ever. And to lead the 100th, that had to be extra special.
Oh, 100%. It was a great race, great event. You know, it was incredible. We sold out the Speedway, which has never, you know, I feel like we've been doing so many cool things this year. We've never sold out IMS before. It was completely sold out. You know, 350,000+ people there for the 100th running. And I always tell people, you know, the Super Bowl was 50 this year. You come to IMS and you watch the Indianapolis 500. It was his 100th year of running that race. And, you know, that's just an amazing achievement, I think, in sports and certainly for motorsports in general. So it was cool to be a part of that. And then, you know, just being there running the race and then having a car that could lead the thing. And we, you know, we almost won it at the end. We had a shot at winning it at least. And we ended up finishing third. But, you know, we were in the fight. We were in the show. And it was a big one at that. So it was cool, man. It was just it was one of those crazy cool months in May. And, you know, just trying to tell people about it. If you've never seen that race live, you have to make it to an Indianapolis 500 one day.
Yeah. Joseph Newgarden joining us here in the Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. I hate to bring up Texas, but a couple of things. First of all, was that the hardest crash you've ever been in? And then also, looking back on it now, you're going to run the rest of the race in late August down in Texas. So you're not going to be able to be in it, though. You've had a chance to kind of sit back. And is that the right call by IndyCar? I know you'd like to be in the race, but do you see where they're coming from as far as what the decision was that they made for you and Connor?
Yeah, I do and I don't. You know, I think, obviously, you know, it's another thing where you could say I'm being biased and I think they should redo the entire race. But, you know, I think IndyCar is making the best decision they can. They're trying to follow the rule book as best as possible, and that's really why the race is being restarted and not redone. So, you know, I technically crashed out or got crashed out at lap 42, and, you know, so me and Connor are going to be sitting on the sidelines, but it's just tough. You know, there's a lot of those guys are going to, pretty much everyone's going to be going with different chassis. They're going to have different engines. They're going to have different setups. So you almost feel like you should just have a complete redo of the race. I mean, this has really never been done before. We've never had, you know, a washout like we did at a racetrack and not been able to get the race in within the next couple of days. So I don't think any series has really come back 2 or 3 months later. So it's a completely unknown. It's a completely different deal. And I think, you know, like I said, I think IndyCar tried to make the best decision possible, but I just wish they were redoing the race. I really wanted to be in it. You know, I think that was another chance for us to have a win. We were running in the lead right when it happened, pretty much. So it's going to be tough to sit on the sidelines, but you know, at this point, it kind of is what it is. We're going to have to take our pill and you know, just get on with it and try and win some more races at other events.
Yeah, and have you watched? How do you deal with the crash like that? Have you watched it? Do you remember it? Kind of take us through it a little bit.
Yeah, it was a big wreck. I mean, I've had a couple big ones in my career so far, but that was certainly the most eye-opening experience I've ever had. I mean, you know, just completely got rocked in my left side right into the wall and then smacked the wall again, but basically inverted, so hit the wall helmet first. And it was a big crash, you know, and it sustained some damage like I talked about. And, you know, I was just lucky that, you know, we have really safe race cars. I mean, IndyCar really is at the forefront of motorsport safety. I mean, IndyCar is the one that developed all the softwall technology that is used within NASCAR now and other race series where, you know, there's some give to the wall when you actually hit it. So there's a lot of safety features that have been built in and that I think will, you know, save and protect me and not get me killed. So it's just one of those deals. You know, racing, it's a tough sport. There's always risks. You know, as drivers, we know that. You know, you just hope that you never have to face something so big that it, you know, impacts your life dramatically.
Joseph, it's got to be flattering to have a lot of national media, worldwide media, talking about the fact, even though you're with a great team right now with Ed Carpenter and Ed Carpenter Racing, that you might be on, you know, on the radar for the Ganassis and for the Penske's. As much as you can talk about it now, do you ever just kind of sit back and think about that and think how flattering and how cool that is?
Well, you know, I think when you're a race car driver, first off, it's like, it's this monumental thing to just try and become a guy that, or a girl that's, you know, considered, you know, one of the ones that's going to be around for a while and get hired to do this. I mean, it's so hard to get in that position, and I had a lot of help to get to this point, and, you know, everything kind of just fell perfectly to get to this stage. And then, you know, if you do a good enough job and it starts working out, you start, you know, hearing things that, hey, you might be considered for some top seats. It is flattering. It's really cool to be in that position. And for me, I have a great team I already work with. You know, I don't really think about those things until the season's over. And, you know, luckily with IndyCar, the way it works out, we've got pretty good off season with 4 or 5 months, so you don't have to focus on the next season until you're done with the current one. And so for me, I kind of just focus on our program with Ed Carpenter Racing. It's a smaller group than the big teams, but you know, I enjoy that. I think the process of working with a smaller group and trying to take it to kind of the giants of the sport, if you will, is really fun. You get a little bit more gratification from that. So I don't know what the future is going to bring. I think it's been cool to be in the discussion with, you know, all the other teams, but like I said, I focus on each season as a whole, and right now I'm just kind of focused on trying to win the championship with my current group. And you never know, I could be here for many, many years. I get taken care of pretty well by Ed Carpenter and everyone. So, you know, like I said, I'm happy where I'm at the moment.
Yeah. As you come to Iowa, before we let you go here, there's a big bump in two. We know that. Is that the big key, kind of keeping the balance in the race car, or what is the key to going around Iowa fast?
Well, you know, that's a good point you bring up. Yeah, there's a huge bump in turn 1-2 right in the middle. They've actually, they kind of injected some epoxy in that over the last couple of months to try and raise it. It wasn't even a bump, really. It was more of a divot on where the racing circle is kind of falling down where the tunnel is. So, you know, it feels like a bump, but it's actually more of a divot in the road. And they've tried to raise that up and smooth it out, and it's gotten better, but it's still bumpy. You have to, you know, you kind of have to crash over this bump in the middle of 1-2, and then you get to 3-4 and the car's more loose. So, you know, you're generally fighting understeer. That's where the car wants to steer straight to the wall and it doesn't feel like it's turning. And then you come to 3-4 and the rear end feels like it's just going to come around on you, you know, and you're going to be spinning around into the wall. So totally different feelings between the two ends. You got to have a really good balance on the race car to manage those two conditions over a race. And then I think what's really important at Iowa is you got to be able to use both lanes. You know, some guys, they get really comfortable on running the bottom, and they can't run up in lane two, and then they can't get by people. So, you know, you got to have a car that can kind of go anywhere, lane one, lane two, and then even if you need to, you got to be able to go in the lane three. So just having that versatility, I think, is what's really the key around that place to be able to get through traffic.
Finally, what's the name of the car that's coming to Iowa this weekend? People, if they don't know, you've been known to name your cars after Disney princesses.
I have. It's been a while. You know, you used to do that, keep track of which chassis was which. You know, you knew which one was fast, and I had a favorite princess. Whereas, you know, now I've already written off two of them. Like, two of those princesses are, like, completely gone. And I've just had such bad wrecks. One of them was the Texas car. So I don't even know who's here this weekend. I have no idea. I'm running completely different chassis now. But it was funny when we had it. You know, you knew which one was quick. You knew which one you didn't want to wreck or get rid of. And there was always that kind of special one you kind of polished up a little bit more.
Joseph Newgarden, chance to talk with him a little bit earlier on. He names his Indy cars after Disney princesses. Mark, you and Alex have fun next week. I'll rejoin you a week from Monday.
Sounds great. You have a great vacation, Scott.
I will. All right. I will. And you guys will be talking with Bob Herrig live from Troon, Scotland, coming up on Monday. So that should be a lot of fun. Do have a poll question real quick, KGYMRadio.com.
Yes, we do. Excuse me, I had to refresh there. Is Michigan deserving of national championship hype this football season, yes or no?
Vote yes or no. APC will have Michigan on their Big Ten football preview.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM.